USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The effects of a major oil spill off the coast of California were already evident. Orange County Supervisor Katrina Foley says, "We started to find dead birds and fish washing up on the shore." End quote. 126,000 gallons or 3,000 barrels were dumped by a pipeline from the Ellie platform about 5 miles off the Huntington Beach shoreline. Divers continue to make repairs to the pipeline as of Sunday night. A data scientist named Frances Haugen has revealed herself to be the whistleblower behind a massive exposure of the inner workings at Facebook. Prior to appearing on 60 Minutes Sunday, Haugen, a former employee at the social media giant, kept her identity a secret after sharing thousands of pages of internal Facebook documents to the media and federal enforcement. She is scheduled to talk with lawmakers in Washington on Tuesday. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Remember when California was the golden state? Not anymore. Soaring crime, overregulation, and high taxes are forcing taxpayers to flee. Now, Newsmax's Rob Schmidt looks at what happened in his special series, California, It's Over. Rob walks on the Reagan Ranch with Governor Kristi Noem, and he talks to the insiders and reports from Los Angeles. Find out why you need to be worried, because California's mess may soon be coming to your state. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax at 10 p.m. Eastern. Newsmax is on every major cable system. Just check your cable guide. If your cable system doesn't carry Newsmax, call your operator or switch to a service that does. Get Newsmax on most streaming services like Samsung, Roku, Pluto, or Zumo. Or download the free Newsmax app on your smartphone. It takes just seconds, and you can watch us anytime, anywhere. California's nightmare is spreading. Watch Rob Schmidt on Newsmax tonight.
Vaccine mandates on the state and federal level are all about maintaining power, and Missouri will be the first in line to file a lawsuit against the Biden administration when the shots are forced there. So says Attorney General Eric Schmidt on Newsmax.
Because this is about control. That's what this is about. And that's all you need to know about what's going on, whether it's the mask mandates, the vaccine mandate that's coming. The left, the veil has completely come down at this point about what this whole thing is about. It's about maintaining, aggregating, and exercising power. The United States has been the freest country in the history of the world. And I think we have really big questions to ask here about who we are and who we're going to be. Are we going to be some biomedical security state? Or are we going to allow people to make their own decisions? Mm-hmm. And as Attorney General, we're going to fight back. I mean, we're suing school districts here. We're suing counties that are imposing mask mandates. The minute Joe Biden brings this forced vaccination of 100 million Missourians or Americans, Missouri is going to be the first state to file a lawsuit, because we have to fight back on every front. This is about freedom.
USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
House Democrats moved to delay the vote on the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill until the $3.5 trillion reconciliation bill passes, making it clear at this point that President Biden is not in charge of anything. So says Pennsylvania Republican Representative Scott Perry on Newsmax.
Well, let's start with where we are with Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. Excuses are the tools of the incompetent, and Speaker Pelosi and Joe Biden apparently have brought the biggest toolbox ever in the history of Congress into town this week. This thing is completely off the rails. It should be apparent to everyone that the uber radical socialist left within the party, which is essentially the whole party, is completely running it. Joe Biden's not in charge of anything, and oh, by the way, neither is Nancy Pelosi. So whatever AOC, Ms. Jayapal, Ilhan Omar, whatever they want, apparently they're going to get it. People think that they elected Joe Biden president, but it should be clear at this point that he's not in charge of anything, and quite honestly, neither is Joe Manchin. So I think we've got a long run here. Quite honestly, it seems easy to me. Look, the Democrats are in charge of every single part, every lever of government right now. I don't know why they wouldn't take $1.5 trillion today and start on the rest of the $4.5 trillion that they're going to demand tomorrow.
The new self-imposed date by Democrats is now Halloween, October 31st. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.